up until this year, we've been principally Dodge products on our patrol division, and we decided to add some Explorers to see how they function and in our environment, and then as well see if they improve maybe the space that's allowed in that compared to a Dodge Charger. So we are putting on the Explorers this time, and one of the concerns was raised when an agency here in Texas had problems with carbon monoxide poisoning. It's been proven that that related to an aftermarket installation of police equipment, and that was where that poisoning came from, and it's not anything from a factory level. So we're very confident that you know, if we don't do the same mistakes that that agency made, then we will not have that problem.
Which was going to be my follow-up. I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of aftermarket installation, but the lessons have been learned, unfortunately, right, by other agencies, and I'm guessing right, you all are taking that as a cue to ensure whatever additions that you, whatever modifications you make, are not going to result in those kind of issues.
Right. So, yeah, here in Brazos County, our purchasing agent, along with the sheriff's office and our fleet maintenance folks, have studied the issue. We have also, you know, reviewed Ford's assessment of it, and so now we know what their recommendations are, and we'll follow those and should not have a problem.
And what's the average life expectancy of these vehicles, and how will the Explorers differ, if they will differ from the Chargers as far as life expectancy and usage?
You know, it really depends on where these get assigned. But if they go into the patrol division, they'll catch a lot of miles quickly. And so we like to see those cars rotated out of the patrol division when they reach over 100,000 miles. And so that's typically within 3 years we're looking for a replacement for a patrol vehicle.